Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk basketball. Let's talk NBA basketball, the G-Money Sports Report, right now on Gregory's Story. Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Gregory Girard, alias G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. So, let's talk NBA basketball. We got into the basketball finals, and we got the Denver Nuggets playing against the Miami Heat. And the Denver Nuggets won the first game of the playoffs. And then yesterday, the Miami Heat won game 2 of the playoffs. So now it's 1 game each for each of the teams in the playoffs. And we'll see what's going to happen in further games. So DJ, when's the next time the NBA Finals is playing?
The next game is Wednesday, June 7th at 5:30 p.m., and they're playing in Miami.
Okay. Hey, didn't they just play 2 games? Oh, they played 2 games in Denver, so now they're playing game number 3 in Miami. Okay. Yep, that sounds good. They're switching to my home court. All right. That should give the advantage to the Miami Heat. They'll be playing at home for game number 3. And I'm hoping that that gives them the advantage so they can win in game number 3. Then they could go up 2-1. All right. All right, so what did you think about the basketball game? It was a pretty intense basketball game. They had a lot of shooters. They had a lot of dunks and a lot of stolen passes. And it went all the way down to the wire. What was the final score?
The final score was 111-108.
Whoa. 3-point difference. Yeah, it was a battle all the way to the end. Denver was up by 11, and Miami came all the way back. And then Miami was up by 5, and Denver came back and was up by 3. And then Miami went up by 2, and it was down to the last minute of the game, and the Miami Heat scored a 3-pointer and went up by 2 points. And then they got a free throw shot, and they ended up winning by 3 points. It was a dramatic game. I was really excited. I enjoyed that game very much. It was a good game. All right, so they'll be playing game number 3 on Wednesday, which is 2 days from today. And we'll see what the Miami Heat brings with them. All right, well, let's talk hockey. Tell me how the Las Vegas Golden Knights are doing in their hockey pursuit to win the Stanley Cup.
So in the Stanley Cup Series, it's the Las Vegas Golden Knights playing the Florida Panthers, and the Las Vegas Golden Knights are up 1-0 in that series.
All right. Las Vegas is up 1-0. It looks like they have a good shot at winning the Stanley Cup, and I like the sound of that. They haven't won the Stanley Cup since they entered the hockey league. They've gotten close, but they've never won. So it looks like this year they got the team that could make it to the championship and win the final. So when do they play again, DJ?
They play today at 5 p.m.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, watch the hockey playoffs. The second game of the playoffs will be tonight at 5:30. And that's, they're playing in Las Vegas, or they're playing in, who are they playing, Philadelphia, somebody?
They're playing the Florida Panthers, but they're playing in Las Vegas tonight.
Okay, Florida. So that would be an East Coast game when they're playing in Florida. But right now, they're still playing in Las Vegas, so that's Pacific Standard Time, West Coast time, for everybody to let you know. So you can follow right along and watch Las Vegas play game 2 and win the second game of the playoffs. That's how I predict it to go down. So check it out and see if G-Money's prediction is good to go. All right. Well, do we have any other sports to talk about? Nope, I think that's it. So that's G-Money Sports Report for today. June 4th? What is it today? June 4th, and they play Wednesday, June 7th. So today's June 5th, huh?
Right. Today's June 5th.
June 5th. All right. Man, this month of June is running by. The summer is passing by. I know the kids are excited about being out of school right now for the summer vacation, but it looks like the summer is just flying by. They're going to be back in school in 2 months, and it'll be back to the classroom they go. Oh, well, such is life. I remember the day when I was in school, all them hours, all day long, man. Oh, I was such a good student, though. I got A's. I was happy. All right. It was a good time. to be in school. All right. Well, that's G Money Sports Report for today, June 5th, 2023. And we got to take a commercial break and be back with more of the show in a minute.
I was working at a self-serve gas station. Well, a Mexican man came up and asked for a pack of cigarettes. And then he paid me, and he walked off. And I was sitting there talking to the kids, and some other people showed up, and he came back. And he said, "No, this isn't the pack of cigarettes that I want. I want another pack." So I said, "Okay." I said, "Kids, you guys watch the booth. I'm going in here to get the cigarettes." And I walked into the office and remembered the windows are all painted. So I'm in there, and I asked the man, "Okay, what kind of cigarettes you want?" And he tells me a flavor. And I turn around and get the pack of cigarettes. And when I turn around, this man has a knife stuck in my face.
Here we go.
Because I want to get bit. I got a headache. I can't believe that I'm sick from all the shit that I drank. Soon as I felt it coming on, I should've quit. It's true that a drunk ain't shit. To the man of a buzz to whom thanks I give, I'd never drink again if you just let me live. Mike P spoke to me and I said I couldn't call it. Call it Earl like a mother while I'm gripping the toilet. I need a 7-Up because my head is spinning. Round and round, I think I better sit down. My homie shot is alright, but I'm feeling faint. I guess he's used to it. But a nigga like Quick Gang, K is on the phone and Teddy's at the door, and some fine ass bitches coming over at 4.
I thought you weren't drinking no more.
Yeah, right, because as soon as they come, we doing the same old shit tonight. Yeah. Drinking fucked up. Fuck that, pass me that pina colada, man. I don't wanna say that A-ball no more. That shit be fucking a nigga up. Aw, oh, yeah, nothing but a party and I'm kicking it. Suck it, Drake. How you living? Hey, somebody get that nigga Daniel Draft. Yeah. And on that motherfucking note, I'm outta here. See ya.
I'm Gregory Gerard, the teacher from the street. Is I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. So I was a chaperone at the high school prom, and I left the prom with the kids to go to the after prom. And we went to the IHOP for breakfast until like 9 o'clock in the morning. So when I left the after prom, I didn't go home. I went to my neighborhood apartment complex where my friends lived in the complex, and I went to the pool, and I hung out at the pool. So I was at the pool drinking my alcohol. You go inside the tree, and there's a camping tent, a big green camping tent. And when you stand in front of that tent, you're standing in the center of Gregoryville. That's right, that's what we call it, Gregoryville. And that's where G-Money is. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. And he invited his friends to come down, and that's where they hang out. Because we was in the middle of nowhere, and people didn't even know it was there. They could walk from the store across the 100 yards of tall grass, and they could go to the pool, but they wouldn't even know that camping tent was there. It was in the middle of all these overgrown trees, and that's what we call Gregoryville. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. At the beginning, it was just a handful of people. But in 3 years' time, 30 people lived in Gregoryville. Actually, Gregoryville was like a homeless camp because D-Ronnie was homeless when he started living there. And then everybody kind of followed him one by one. They started hanging out in his patio. And that's where they would meet to party and smoke and to have a good time. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. But see, Gregoryville was run by G Money. He was the mayor of Gregoryville. And he had 6 security guards that looked after the property. And if you moved into Gregoryville, you had to either bring money, or you had to bring food, or you had to bring beer, or you had to bring dope in order to be accepted into Gregoryville. You had to bring something to benefit the growth of Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. 3 years later, Gregoryville has about 30 people moved in, and they've set up their own little camps all along the grass area and the wall. Yes, Gregoryville has become a metropolis, and it's quite interesting to see how the homeless camp has developed in 3 years. It has grown. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville.
Well, you know, I was telling you a story about my teen mother, who was the mother of my baseball team that I was coaching at the park. And she was coming to the nightclub that I was DJing at. And we were hanging out real tough. I really liked her. But she was dating my buddy. So I couldn't date her. And I left her alone. I mean, I still talk to her. She was my friend. But I couldn't get close to her like I really wanted to. So she brought her girlfriend from work to the club, and she introduced me to her. And this girl looked like my mother. She was beautiful. She was tall. She was big-breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair. She had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous. And I really liked her a lot. So I was talking to her. And we became good friends.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news. I play music in the air. I tell jokes to the listening audience. And I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter. And I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comics. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I got a couple of jokes for you. You know, there were two men in the jungle, and they were taking pictures of the animals, the lions, the tigers, the elephants, and the giraffes. And they were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees. And they were taking pictures of snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. And one man took off his boots and put on his tennis shoes. And the other man said, "You know you can't outrun no bear." And the man looked at him and said, "I'll run a bear. I just need to outrun your ass." All right. There were two other men that were in the jungle, and they were relaxing. One man was sitting under a tree, and he was reading the newspaper. And the other man was typing vigorously on the typewriter. And a lion showed up and ate the man that was reading the newspaper, and he left the other man alone. I guess carnivores know that readers digest and writers cramp. Woo! All right. Well, there was a man that went home and found his wife in bed with his best friend. And he said, "Hey, what the hell is going on in here?" And his wife looked at the best friend and said, "See, I told you my husband was stupid." There was a man that had moved into 600 acres of farmland, and he was farming his property all day. And in the evening time, he would stop to take a break, and he would sit on his front lawn, on his front porch, and he would drink beer and watch the sunset. and his porch was facing the west. So he was watching the sunset in the west. And one day, a truck came down the highway and pulled onto his property and pulled all the way up to his front door. And the man got out the truck and said, "Howdy, neighbor. My name is Bob, and I come here to welcome you to the neighborhood. I know you're new to the neighborhood, and nobody has come to wish you welcome. So I'm coming to say, welcome, neighbor, to the neighborhood." And the farmer said, "Well, really, thank you, sir. Thank you, Bob. I really appreciate you welcoming me to the neighborhood, because nobody has come and said anything to me since I moved here. And it's really nice of you to recognize that I'm new to the neighborhood and you're welcoming me to the neighborhood. I really think that's nice and neighborly of you." And Bob said, "Sure. And I want to hold a party tonight in your honor. So come to my house for a party in your honor." And the farmer said, "Well, what's going to happen at your party?" And he said, "Oh, it's going to be a lot of drinking and smoking. It'll be a lot of fucking and fighting. And we're going to have a lot of food to eat. It'll be a great time. We'll have a wang-dang-doodle of a party in your honor." And the farmer said, "Well, gee, thanks, Bob. I really appreciate you having a party in my honor to welcome me to the neighborhood. I want to know, what's the dress code so that I won't be, I'll be dressed appropriately for the party? I don't want to be outdressed at my own party." And I said, "Well, it really doesn't matter what you wear, farmer, because it's just going to be you and me at the party." Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. There were three animals that went into a restaurant, and they sat down at the table. And the waitress went over and asked them if they wanted to order some food. And the lion said, "Yes, I'll have a chocolate shake." And the waitress wrote down one chocolate shake. And then she went to the other animals, and the duck said, "I'll have a ham and cheese sandwich." And the waitress wrote down one ham and cheese sandwich. And then she went to the chicken and said, "What would you like to eat?" And the chicken said, "I'll have a grilled cheese sandwich." And the waitress wrote it down, "One grilled cheese sandwich." "All right." And then she went back to the lion and she said, "Lion, are you sure you don't want something else to eat?" And the chicken said, "Hey, lady, stay in your lane. If he was hungry, do you think we would be here right now? Come on now." Woo! I'm G Buddy. I'm the pimp comic, and I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, let's back to the radio show. With a little music, maybe by Mystical. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So I was standing out on the steps of my bungalow, and one of my students, a little cute little girl, she was light-skinned and had big freckles on her face, and her mother had dressed her up with a white sweater and white jeans, and she just looked so darling. And while she was talking to me, she had her punch in one hand, and she had her pizza in her other hand, and this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand and he took off running. And I lost it.
And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the step master for our step team. And when the showtime showed up, we were ready, and we came out on the yard, and we started stepping, and everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. And we got to our second to the last step, and somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. and I put a couple of extra steps in there, and I forgot the stutter step. So I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different, and we all got confused. And the people in the audience started saying, you should practice at home.
Peace, fellas. How you living, man? DJ, my brother.
What's up?
It's the other man.
In the intro, cue up the searchlight, promise to the center stage.
I grab the first mic,
projecting the voice with this mic that I'm cuffing. You ain't my knuckle, sucker, I'm snuffing. The word of the third stands true, so no panicking.
Man versus man,
you freeze up like a mannequin. Petrol, you let go the wax for the new jacks to dwell upon. You stepping on the trigger as the tune smacks.
Wearing a butt,
Pete gave me the cue, so I'ma put up a shut up until my jam is through. But for now, I wanna freak them. Solid bar, sparking mission 5 feet away past dog.
Don't pause, there's no standing.
Or I play the 5-0, you don't stop moving until the search says so to keep the tribe hooping. Shooting out to play them, three the hard way to keep you stepping to the AM.
My mind asks a question, I respond to a silver dome microphone.
One step beyond,
straight to 88, to the curves of the 90s. I'm universal, set a line free behind me to three, the hard way to jackpot.
Awaken Satan's trying to take cheap shots.
We move crowds of three, stand proud. The brothers ran away, sit down and say,
how'd you do this?
Ludicrous rhythm of rhyme, anticipated like a bottle of Heinz. Catch up,
no catch up,
cause you fell behind. I'm stepping to the AM, sticking down, swamp Pete Knight skims over lyrics. I pick 'em, strong and long and raw, I stick 'em.
He's the law with the sword,
with my cable swing,
like the pit of the pendulum.
Pete Knight bringing a sunrise with no lies legitimate.
And you despise,
envy this MC's magnitude.
So realize,
the MCMC,
the DJ, DJ 'em.
Until the next time, I keep you stepping to the AM.
Deep bass below ride, needle torture groove, move the record till the wax dries.
Fooling and swining the strength of my vocab.
Put you under, you're a gunner.
You're thinking that you had
lyrics to the AM, but the house needs a swinger. Your sister's a stutter, but I'm a singer.
My rhyme's so potent, I wrote him and it's evident.
You're just a stunt, speaking of settlement, the lyrical line.
The article's original,
a flick like a convict. I ain't no criminal, scheming on a cable or slobbing a knob. You play me like a foul ball.
How you living, Hobbs?
Now grooving to the AM, the master spoon feeding out a jumper. You're bumping a freak while I'm G'ing. Peter, let the record spin.
Start to get a second win.
Motivate the crowd so it's stepping to the AM.
Lyric tension,
the needs of a shake-up, sweating to the point of exhaust.
I was standing out on the steps of my bungalow, and one of my students, a little cute little girl, she was light-skinned and had big freckles on her face, and her mother had dressed her up with a white sweater and white jeans, and she just looked so darling. And while she was talking to me, she had her punch in one hand, and she had her pizza in her other hand, and this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand and he took off running. And I lost it. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand and he took off running, and I lost it. And I took off running after this little boy. And every time I got ready to put my hands on him, he would fake to the right. And I would slide by him. And then I'd start running again. And I'd get ready to grab him again. And he'd fake to the left. And I'd slide on by him. And I'd be like, ooh, I'm going to catch him. And I'd be so mad. And he was running around the school, and he ran into the boys' bathroom.
Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is Gregory Gerard, better known as G Money. And in Las Vegas, I'm the Pimp Comic. And I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I got a couple of jokes for you. There was a person that donated a limousine to a Catholic nun's convent, and the nuns put the limousine in their garage, and they didn't drive it for 6 months. And then one summer day, the Mother Superior, which is the oldest nun in the convent, she asked the other nuns if they wanted to go for a ride in the limousine. And they said, sure, sister, we'd like to go for a ride in the limousine. So she said, okay, who has a driver's license that can drive?
and the sisters looked among each other and they said, "Sister, we gave up poverty and charity and we don't own any property. So none of us has a driver's license." And so the oldest nun said, "I have a driver's license. I will drive." And so they all loaded up in the limousine. And the mother superior got behind the wheel and they drove to downtown L.A. to the poor poverty section of downtown L.A. And they drove to the homeless section of town. And they got out and they were preaching the word of God to all of the homeless people. And they were given the people that didn't have clothes, they were giving them clothes to wear, and they were feeding the ones that looked like they didn't have any food to eat. They were feeding them food, and they were telling them that God loves them, and he's always looking out after them. And at the end of the day, they got back in their limousine and they drove back to their part of town and they were on the freeway and they got pulled over by the highway patrol. And the highway patrol went to the driver's window and knocked on the window. And the mother superior rolled the window down and said, "Yes, officer, can I help you?" And he said, "Do you know why I stopped you?" And she said, "No, I'm driving the speed limit." And she pointed to the sign that said 91. And he said, "That's not the speed limit. That's the highway you're on. You're on Highway 91. And she said, "Oh, I didn't know." So then he went to the back window of the seat behind the driver's seat, and he knocked on that window, and the nuns in the back seat rolled the window down. And he looked in, and he saw the nuns were all seat belted down, and they were all hugging on each other, and they were sweating, and they were crying, and they were in tears. And he wanted to know what was going on, why they were so distressed. And one of them said, "Oh, thank you, officer, for stopping us. Because the mother superior was driving, and she was driving 222 miles an hour on Highway 222. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right, well, there was a boy that was living in his neighborhood, and he got up one day, and he went next door to his next door neighbor, and he visited this girl, and he played with her all day long. And he had a good time playing with her. And at night, he came home and had dinner with his dad. And he told his dad that he had met this girl that lived next door to him. And he really liked her a lot. And he had a good time playing with her at her house. And his father said, "Well, don't get excited about her because she's your sister." And the boy looked. And he said, "Okay," and he went to bed. And he got up the next day, and he went across the street from his house, and he met some girls that lived across the street. And he was playing with them all day long, and he had a good time playing with them. And at night, he came home, and he had dinner with his dad, and he told his dad that he met these girls that lived across the street from them. And he had a good time and he had a lot of fun, and he really liked him a lot. And his father said, don't get excited about them, because they're your sister. And he was like, what? So he went to bed, and he got up the next day, and he went across the street down to the end of the block, and he met a girl that was living on the end of the block in the corner house, and he played with her all day, and he had a good time, and he really liked her a lot. And he came home that night, and he told his dad that he had met this girl that lived across the street from him, but lived down at the corner house, and he played with her, and he had a good time with her, and he really liked her a lot. And his father said, don't get excited about her, because she's your sister. And he said, my sister? Oh, man. And then he went to bed, and he got up the next day, and he went around the corner from their house, and he met this girl that lived on the corner, and he played with her all day. And she was tall and slim, and she had blue eyes and blonde hair, and she wore eyeglasses, and she seemed like she was really smart, and he really liked that about her. And he decided that he was going to marry her when he got older. And so he went home that night and told his dad that he had met this girl that lived around the corner from him. And she lived on the corner house. And she had blue eyes and blonde hair. And she wore eyeglasses. And she seemed like she was really smart. And he really liked her a lot. And his father said, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And he just went off. He was like, I can't believe every time I meet a girl, you're telling me don't get excited about her because she's my sister. How am I supposed to ever have a girlfriend if every time I meet a girl, you're telling me that she's my sister? I can't understand. What's going on? I'm so confused. I don't know what to think. And he said, Mama, Mama. And his mother came in there and said, yeah, baby, what's wrong? What can I help you with? And he said, every time I meet a girl, I come home and tell Daddy that I met this girl and I really liked her a lot. And he's telling me, don't get excited about her because she's my sister. How am I going to have a girlfriend if every girl I meet, he's telling me she's my sister? I don't know what to think. I'm so confused. Can you help me, Mama? And his mother said, baby, don't worry about what that man is telling you. Because, see, he really ain't your daddy. Woo! I'm G-Money. I'm the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, I have a song for you that goes like this. With my boys in the mall, Marky D and Big Head Paul, making moves and standing tall, making hella money, y'all. Shooting hoops behind my back. Shooting hoops in the park behind my back. Hitting the mark. Going home before it's dark to feed my pits so they don't bark. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. Tell my girl, no time to sleep, cause I'm G-Money, and I'm coming home, and I'm going deep. I'm G-Money, and I get down. I'm doing my thing all around the town. I get up and I get down. I'm the king and I wear the crown. I'm G-Money. I'm the man. I got girls all across the land. I'm on a mission. I got a plan. Facebook Live and OnlyFans. I'm G-Money. Yeah, that's right. I lost my money. I lost my sight. I lost my house. But that's all right. I still got the Lord. I'm still in the fight. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now. 6'5" all day. 65 is where I reside. West Side, South Central LA. 65 is where I reside. West Side, South Central LA. All right. I'm G-Money, the pimp comes. And back to the radio show we go.
So one day I was in a game. I was playing against my buddy's team. And the team I was playing for, I was new to the team. So I hadn't really established myself in a position. They just kind of put me wherever they could fit me in for the game. Now, right field is right behind the second baseman. That's the position that they usually put the sorry baseball players, because nobody hits the ball to right field. So they put a lot of non-ball players in right field. If you have somebody that can't throw real far, they put them in right field. Or you put somebody that's real slow, they put them in right field. Or somebody that can't catch a fly ball, they put them in right field. So they put me in right field. And then we had another girl named Val, and she would get picked because she was real fast. In fact, a lot of guys used to mess with her because she was really pretty, but she wore a wig, and they would snatch her wig off her head, and she would chase them all around. She was about 6th or 7th grade, but she might have been going to a special school. I don't know if she lost all her hair because she had cancer or what was going on with her. And the guys used to go by and pull her wig off her head, and she would take off and chase them all around until she caught them and she'd sock them. They didn't really get away from her while they were running from her. But she was a real fast girl, and we put her on our team every time we got a chance to.
I'm a eight-figure, tailor-made nigga, quarter milli dripping up my pinky ring finger. I'm a whole knocker, big shit talker. I'm your favorite motherfucker when I kick game, spitting my slang, banging my game, love to let my nuts hang. I'ma blow through it, popping these bands, and spend it all like money and a thing, little mama. I'ma
I'm a
So we go 12 deep to the park, and they found the four dudes that had jumped them, and we let them know, you don't mess with us. And they threw down. They beat these dudes up. They kicked their butt. But it was 12-on-4. Of course we were going to win that fight, but it didn't end there. The dudes that got beat up, they started whistling. And everybody that was gang-affiliated came to their rescue. They jumped out of the pool. They came out of the front. They hopped the fence, and the pool was empty. And everybody surrounded my 12 friends, and they started fighting.
You're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round. I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a ball of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like the rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangsta Mac, but sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat, look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy, I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm crazy, allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance. Come on, I do the Humpty Hump. Check me out, y'all. I do the Humpty Hump. Just watch me do the Humpty Hump. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. Come on. I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump. People say, yo, Humpty, you're really funny looking. That's alright, cause I get things cooking. You stare, you glare, you constantly try to compare me, but you can't get near me. I'm giving more C, and on the floor B, all the girls, they adore me. Oh yes, ladies, I'm really being sincere, cause in the 69, my Humpty nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big, I'm not ashamed. Big like a pickle, I'm still getting paid. I get laid by the ladies, you know I'm in charge. Both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid, I shoot an arrow like Cupid. I'll use a word that don't mean nothing, like lucid. I sang on Do What You Like, and if you missed it, I'm the one who said just grab them in the biscuit. Also told you that I like to bite. Well yeah, I guess it's obvious I also like to write. All you had to do was give Humpty a chance, and now I'm gonna do my dance.
The Humpty dance is your chance to do the hump.
Come on, yeah, sexy lady,
do the Humpty.
Come on, I'll do the Humpty. Ah, yeah, that's the break, y'all. Let a little of that bass groove right here. Ah, yeah. Now that I told y'all a little bit about myself, let me tell you a little bit about this dance. It's real easy to do. Check it out. First I limped to the side like my legs was broken, shaking and twitching kinda like I was smoking. Crazy, whack, funky. People say you look like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty. That's alright, cause my body's in motion. It's supposed to look like a fit or a convulsion. Anyone can play this game. This is my dance, y'all. Humpty Hump's my name. No two people will do it the same. You got it down when you appear to be in pain. Humping, funking, jumping, gig around, shaking your rump. And when a doodoo chump punk points a finger like a sun, tell him step off, I'm doing the hump.
The Humpty dance is your chance to do the hump.
Everybody,
I do the Humpty hump.
Come on,
I do the Humpty hump.
Sexy lady,
I do the Humpty hump. I do the Humpty hump.
and the underground is in the house. I'd like to send a shout out to the whole world. Keep on doing the Humpty Dance. And to all the ladies, peace and humptiness forever.
When I was younger, living in South Central L.A., we used to go up to Horace Mann Junior High School and play basketball in the gym. And then one day we went up there, and they were having a two-on-two basketball tournament. So me and my buddy, Warren, we signed up to play as a two-man team. And I was the shooter, and he was a little taller than me, and he would grab all the rebounds and push the ball out to me, and I would dribble around, and then I'd do a jump shot, and I would score. And we kept playing like that through the tournament, and we ended up winning the tournament, and we got $100. And so we went to Jack in the Box.
Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season, and it's time to follow G Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA, and college basketball. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G-Money Sports Report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball game throughout the basketball season. So follow G-Money and see if you can pick a winner, because I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, it's time to shut the show down. We come to the end of our radio show for Tuesday, for Monday's radio show. And I want to hope that everybody has enjoyed today's radio show.
that it has been a pleasure, because it was a pleasure for us to put the show together for you. But before I go, I want to acknowledge everybody that's celebrating their birthdays today on June 5th, 2023. And I want to say it's a pleasure, and I hope your birthday is a great day today, because today is your birthday. So, DJ Papa D, do we have a list of birthdays of the fans and the friends and the fan club members that are following the radio show?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are all the birthdays for today, June 5th, 2023. Happy birthday, Ledwina A. Johnson-Smith. Happy birthday, Darren Jackson. Happy birthday, Lucy Sibu Shusi. Happy birthday, Ricky Verndale Kyle. Happy birthday, Carla Wynn Bue. Happy birthday, Christopher King Sr. Happy birthday, Christopher Compo. Happy birthday, Rip Chavon. Happy birthday, Charlotte Freeney. Happy birthday, Natalie Exum Peters. Happy birthday to C. Kim Medine. Happy birthday to Zeta Libby. And last but not least, happy birthday to Alicia Bryant. That's it. So we want to wish all of you Geminis a happy birthday who are celebrating your birthday today, June 5th, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today, the 5th of June, 2023. And I want to wish that God blesses you with his glory, and his son is blessing you with his peace on earth and his loyalty to the Father. May we all wish you the best today in your birthday celebration. May you be celebrated with your friends and your family all around your house. And may you have a big dinner planned for your birthday celebration so that you can celebrate today. Because today is your special day. And may you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. Today is your birthday. All right, without further ado, I'm going to sing a birthday song for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. 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 Happy birthday today and every day. May you have the greetings and the specialty of God's graciousness and his glory on your birthday. So without further ado, I want to say with God's grace and glory, I want to say let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus.
since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen. waiting on you to come to me. All my girls got big old butts. I love all the girls in my world that make me the man that I am.
And I'm the playboy extraordinaire.
I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. Got dressed, went outside, took my Mustang 65. That's my ride. My Mustang 65, and I rolled on.
My Mustang was shot. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 3 inches off of the ground. It was cold on the outside, and then I had lights under my wheel, and it was white on the inside. I was low riding for real.
I don't gang bang, I play ball. I don't gang bang, I play ball. I play football, basketball, baseball, and ran track. I never did have to watch my back. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, cause I taught them one-on-one.
I just wanna celebrate, yeah, yeah, another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers, even DJ Papa G. I love my mama. I love my dad. Even the one they say is crazy, even DJ Big Mac. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. My mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah, another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I'm G Money and I'm here to stay. I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They stop me now, 6-5 all day. Early in the morning, late at night. Two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other. They drew their swords and they shot each other.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah, another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
G-Money's a pimp, just playing, make the man. Big booty girls run the world. Bigger the headache, bigger the pimp. Call me the big pimp. And I got girls all over the world. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the pool. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park on the swing, riding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round.
Another day of life.
I was in the 11th grade, and between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, that's right. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed between classes. That's right. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. That's right, that's right. I'm Dream Money. Ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood. They love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial.
I'm Dream Money. I'm Dream Money. I'm Dream Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money, the pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here. Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here.
Oh, I'm G-Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody.